This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is encouraging hunting and outdoor enthusiasts to consider volunteering some of their time to help teach the next generation proper hunter safety measures. According to a press release, DNR officials say instructors for their Safety Education Volunteer Corps are needed in all areas, especially hunter and bow safety, ATV and UTV safety, and snowmobile and boat safety. Instructors in the Safety Education Volunteer Corps are part of the DNR's Hunter Education Program. Anyone interested in becoming a certified volunteer instructor must meet certain qualifications. Applicants must be at least 18 years old, have experience in a specific program of interest, have graduated from the safety education course, and be able to dedicate the time needed to the program. More information on the program and the application to become a volunteer safety instructor is available on the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources website. Residents interested in taking a hunter safety education course can also find more information on the DNR's website. With the weather warming up, Eau Claire residents will once again be able to access the city's green waste facility beginning this week. According to city officials, the Jeffers Road facility is scheduled to open for the season on Wednesday. The green waste facility provides an environmentally friendly option for residents to dispose of things like grass clippings and leaves. They can use the site on a pay-as-you-go basis or purchase a season pass for $50, giving them unlimited use for the season. More information is available on the City of Eau Claire website. Eau Claire Fire Rescue officials are reminding residents to be cautious near the water as warmer weather leads to unpredictable water levels. They say the recent heavy snowfall combined with rain and increasing temperatures has led to snow melting faster and creating stronger currents in area waterways. Residents should avoid rivers during higher current flow conditions, stay off the ice as it begins to thin and break apart, wear a life jacket whenever they're near the water, and closely supervise kids and pets. Even though the weather is warming up, the water is still cold enough to cause shock in minutes if you fall in. For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. The statewide debate over online sports betting is now in Governor Tony Evers' hands. Over the weekend on WISN 12's Upfront program, Pottawatomie Casino and Hotel CEO Dominic Ortiz urged the governor to sign the online betting bill, saying tribes should be allowed to operate mobile betting, calling it a chance to keep gaming revenue in Wisconsin. Ortiz says Pottawatomie is ready to launch once the bill is signed. The measure cleared both houses with bipartisan votes, but Evers says he's still listening to concerns from tribes that haven't endorsed the plan. 8 of the 11 Wisconsin tribes have voiced support through a joint letter if it does get passed. A lawsuit is likely waiting. The Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty says the bill goes too far, claiming lawmakers don't have the power to authorize new forms of gambling. The group says it will sue if the governor signs it. OSHA has cited a maker of beauty products in Prescott, Wisconsin, for safety issues following an explosion and fire. The feds are proposing over $275,000 in fines that the company is contesting. A 55-gallon drum of nitrocellulose exploded, causing a fire with flammable liquids in the western Wisconsin community. OSHA says they found no proper training for new hires on chemicals, respiratory protection, or medical checks. Citations include 2 repeat violations, 10 serious ones for items like fire extinguishers and forklifts, and 6 other issues on records and material handling. And if you've ever heard of a scam targeting older people, there's a good chance it involved a crypto ATM. Wisconsin lawmakers passed a bill before they retired to crack down on those machines, which are often used in fraud schemes. The measure would limit daily transactions to $1,000 and require kiosk companies to refund money if victims report fraud quickly. Supporters say it's needed because scammers have stolen hundreds of millions of dollars nationwide through crypto ATMs. The bill heads to Governor Tony Evers for his signature. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
It's the Brewers and the Rays tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. Game 2 of the series against Tampa Bay in Milwaukee. The Brewers losing 3-2 last night. Closer Trevor McGill giving up the go-ahead run in the 9th. The game starting out with the Brewers' new lefty, Kyle Harrison, surrendering a home run to the Rays' leadoff batter, Yandy Diaz. Harrison after the loss.
Good to get the first one out of the way. Obviously didn't start off how I wanted. You know, didn't execute a changeup, but felt like I bounced back pretty good and, you know, got the 5, you know, ideally 6, but, you know, worked a little too hard in those first couple innings.
Brewers' Pat Murphy.
I thought he threw the ball well and for his first outing with us, I mean, he threw the ball really well and responded really well, especially after the first two innings.
The team picked up an outfielder, Luis Matos, in a trade with the Giants for cash. Women's college basketball, Wisconsin season comes to an end after losing to Columbia 67-50 in the WIBA tournament. The Bucks host the Dallas Mavericks tonight at Five Serve Forum. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
A few scattered showers early today, then mostly cloudy with a high right around 55 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We're going to drop to 31 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a little light snow with a high of 45. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
That's your WCFW and the Tap Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.FM or thetap.fm.